been a good season for the cattle, live cattle exports through the Broome port. We had a big start for the season. We started from what we saw very early in the piece. We started on the 1st of April this year, which is earlier than expected. From there, right through to the what we see as being the last vessel for the year. And the last vessel for the year sailed on the 8th of November, and it did 2,800 head of cattle. We've had a total of 23 vessels through the port. 18 of those headed to Indonesia. Four of them went to Vietnam, and one vessel went to Malaysia. We had a total count of around about 97,000 head of cattle through the port.
About 97,000 head for the year.
97,153, if you want to be accurate.
Yeah, beautiful. How does that compare when you look back over the years?
Look, last year we did slightly more than that. We did just over, we did about 115,000 head last year, which was the record for the port. So this is a bit down on last year's numbers, but still a very good outturn.
Yeah, when Broome Port can do about 100,000 head, that's a good year for the industry, is my understanding.
Look, I think so. I think that that is correct, and we're very hopeful that this will be increased over time. You'll be aware that there are areas within the Kimberley that have been developed with for irrigated areas, which hopefully will bring about greater numbers for the future. But that's for the industry to advise us and tell us. But certainly I think that we're ready. We've proven our productivity. And now the wharf has been totally refurbished. We can offer excellent productivity to the live cattle industry exporters.
So dreaming big, the Broome Port, how many head of cattle could it do?
Look, I'm not too sure to be able to answer you absolutely, but certainly the numbers, if vessels are scheduled in a way that they come to the port to ensure berthing on arrival, we could double or triple the number of cattle through the wharf, I would think, with ease. You just heard we had 23 vessels through the wharf. I think we have every ability to do that. We would be able to do, 50 to 60 vessels a year, I think. And, when you have a look at the productivity of loading at over 400 head per hour, it represents a fairly good return. And just looking at 97,000 head, if you divide that by the number of productivity that we had, it only represents 227 hours of work through the port. So, if we extend that out, I'm sure that we could cope with a large expansion of live cattle if the industry so wishes.
Yeah. So, just to double check, the Sayawal Express, which was loaded this week,
Yes. Is
that Broome's last cattle ship of the year?
Okay. We have been told by the industry that is the last ship, but we are ready and able to accept more should the industry wish to export more.
Just finally, Kevin, there's all sorts of things going on in the live cattle trade, especially with Indonesia, but from what you're getting told by industry, what's your take on how next year is shaping up?
Look, our take is purely what we hear from the industry, Matt, and that is that we hope that it'll be greater numbers next year. But look, there is now obviously the Jack Burton abattoir, which is processing, 400 head per week, we understand. So we're not quite sure yet what numbers of cattle will be reduced from the live cattle that is actually exported. So we'll just have to wait and see. The good thing is that the port can respond to live cattle. The port can respond to the abattoir should it want to export reefer containers of processed meat in the future. The port can be adaptable to that as well. So all we can see from a Kimberley Ports point of view is that cattle industry is developing better feed for cattle, so we can see greater numbers being produced. So we can see the industry growing, and we hope that we are ready and can respond to that need as we go on.